Of Randolph Mitchell, George Bush has declared an official end to combat operations in Iraq. Speaking on board the USS Abraham Lincoln, he called the six-week war one victory in the campaign against terror. But the US president stopped short of the full declaration of victory as the search for weapons of mass destruction continues. He told troops they'd help win a major battle for the Iraqi people by ousting Saddam Hussein.
Because of you, our nation is more secure. Because of you, the tyrant has fallen, and Iraq is free.
Ian Duncan Smith's job is under threat again. Tory trade and industry spokesman Crispin Blunt has resigned and is calling for the party leader to be ousted. He's warning his fellow Conservatives they'll never return to power without a change of leadership. It comes